This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
All right, one of our good friends, we respect this guy so much, is Damian Woody. As I mentioned, we wanted Damian to come on the show today to talk about Tom Brady, but that has changed now, and Damian joins us right now. Damian, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. How are you doing?
I'm well, gentlemen. How are you guys doing?
We're doing okay. So what are your thoughts on the Flores lawsuit? What do you think about this, and do you believe, obviously you do believe, that there is an issue, but tell me your thoughts on Flores' lawsuit.
Well, I think a couple things. I think, number one, Brian Flores, just looking at everything, is probably resigned to the fact that he'll never coach in the National Football League again. Dropping a lawsuit of this magnitude, he has to know that that's just not in the cards. But I will also say this, that in the words of the late Congressman John Lewis, Brian Flores was looking for good trouble, because this lawsuit and the things that it alleges, these are things that black coaches have been dealing with for years, for decades. You know, sham interviews, being part of a process that they knew that they had no chance in being hired. But now the curtain has gotten pulled back. You know, you've seen the lawsuit, the text messages from Bill Belichick to Brian Flores. I mean, my God, man, that's powerful stuff right there. So this is going to be seismic as far as, you know, how it's going to rock the NFL.
And could it be seismic enough, Damian, and enough people side with Flores publicly, that even in an ultimate defeat in the courts, still some good can come from it?
Absolutely. There's no question about it. Because we know, and the NFL hates bad PR. Hates it. Hates bad PR. Their NFL is not a proactive league. They're a reactive league. So when you have dropped something like this, it's bound to reverberate all throughout the National Football League. And, you know, this thing is going to take a while to kind of unwind. But I think whether Brian Flores wins or loses this thing, there's going to be things that's going to come out of this. That's going to be some major changes that's going to happen in the National Football League.
Damian, I've been, you know, sort of just in shock over the last couple of weeks that Flores hadn't gotten a job yet. And frankly, beyond Flores, that no other man of color had gotten offered one of these jobs yet. Were you surprised by that part? I mean, we are down to now one black coach in this league who, of course, is basically perfect. 15 winning seasons. Were you surprised at that, or is this just more of the same from this league to you?
Listen, Peter, I'm not shocked. I'm not shocked because, you know, for a lot of black folks, it's always like we got to be twice as good. And so you bring up Mike Tomlin, a guy who has never had a losing season. Think about that. Throughout Mike Tomlin's whole career, not one year has he not had a losing season. We've seen a lot of mediocrity throughout a lot of white coaches, but the fact that we only have one black coach in our league, and that's Mike Tomlin, that is just unacceptable. And again, this lawsuit brings about the fact that it just pulls back the curtains to how these practices are going on behind the scenes.
Well, here's
go ahead.
Here's what I don't get, Damian. Maybe you can explain it to me. This is a league that will bring in the worst human beings if they think that they can help them win a game. Are they just that racist that they can't see their team being run by a black man? Because, again, they bring in drug addicts. They bring in people that have actually killed people if they think that they could help them win. Why wouldn't they hire a black man if they thought that he could help them win?
Well, I mean, listen, we're talking two different things. It's one thing about labor. There's another thing about leadership positions. And a lot of times when you talk about leadership positions, people in the position to hire tend to hire people that they're most comfortable with. Mm-hmm. And that's just not in the NFL. That's society. That's what we're dealing with as a whole in society. Okay, the NFL is not immune to that. So that's the problem that we have to get over with in the National Football League. We need these owners to get out of their own way, get out of their own biases, and give people a chance that maybe don't look like them, maybe don't exactly speak like them, but give them the opportunity to succeed or fail on their own merits. That's the problem.
Well, what's confusing to me, Damian, is we've got six African-American general managers. So what is it about the head coaching position that seems to be a problem with them?
Don, it's baffling to me. It really is. You know, considering the league is 70% African-American, and you mean to tell me out of a pool of all of these coaches that are in the pipeline, that's risen up through the ranks, you don't entrust some of these coaches to be, you know, to be the leader of your men on the coaching staff? It's just absurd. It's unheard of. Again, we've seen a lot of mediocre coaches, you know, get hired, get fired, then get rehired again.
Yep.
But a lot of these, you know, African-American coaches don't get an opportunity for whatever reason you want to say. How many coaching cycles have we talked about Eric Bieniemy? We've talked about Eric Bieniemy many, many times. And I'm just using him as just one example. But there's just many coaches out there that are in the same situation that have done great jobs, whether it's coordinators or position coaches, that never get the opportunity.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, this is I feel like this could be one of those moments, Damian. I mean, listen, this league has a lot of problems, and this is a really long history. But it does feel like maybe this could be something. I guess my fear is, though, is that we're staring a Kaepernick situation in the face again, you know, where the guy ends up completely banished from the league, you know, and now we see guys playing quarterback in this league. It's an embarrassment to even put them in the same category as Colin Kaepernick. The man was never able to play again, and we're kind of used to it. We don't talk about it. The John Gruden thing happened. We were all outraged. It kind of fades. I guess I feels like this could be something, but I'm just concerned. The wheel keeps turning. We keep watching, and nothing changes.
Yeah, like you bring up a great point. And I think, you know, there's so many parallels to, you know, this Brian Flores thing and Colin Kaepernick. You feel like there's an inevitability about it that he will never coach again in the National Football League. And it should never come to this. But at the same time, I'm so glad that Brian Flores was, you know, strong enough to bring this to the forefront, because it's not just about him. It's not just about him. This is about all the men, you know, before him, in the present, and guys that are coming after him that deserve an opportunity. And they need to pull the curtain back on some of these practices that's been going on in the National Football League. That's been going on for decades.
Well, I hope that he's taken care of, though, because if he's doing it for others, like with Kurt Flood with Major League Baseball, he was never really helped by the rest of the players that he got free agency. I mean, he gave his career up for that. So if Brian Flores is going to give his career up for it, I hope that the players and the coaches realize it and he gets taken care of. Don't just let him twist in the wind without a job.
Yeah, listen, I think that, you know, what Brian Flores is doing is courageous. And, you know, my hope would be others would step up and step up in support of Brian Flores, because so many people know. It's talked about. So many people know. So hopefully more support will be garnered as we move along with this whole story.
All right, your thoughts on Tom hanging him up when it looked like he still had a lot left?
Well, listen, I'm never going to be the one to doubt my colleagues and Adam Schefter and Jeff Darlington. They're as plugged in as anyone as it relates to sports and things like that. And I think Tom was in a situation where he kind of wanted to, you know, execute his own role out of the situation. And unfortunately, the story got out, got leaked. But, man, what a career. I mean, what a career. 22 years in the National Football League with, you know, 7 Super Bowl, 10 Super Bowl appearances. I mean, he's the GOAT. He's the greatest of all time, in my opinion.
But when you saw him, there's no way you thought this big. I mean, he was like a nondescript guy, right?
Oh, yeah, no question. And I think the thing for me, Michael, is Tom Brady is the American dream because he wasn't some, you know, number one pick, first round pick. He was a 6th round pick, number 199 in the 2000 NFL draft. That was the 4th string quarterback in New England in 2000. And he worked his way up, got his opportunity. And once he got it, he never relinquished it. And he built this legacy that we're all celebrating today. So tell me if that's not the American dream.
He's a sort of mixed in terms of the public eye and how people feel about him. But it seems at least that the guys who played with him all had a fondness for him. Was he a cool guy? Is he a regular dude to be in the locker room with?
Absolutely. And that's one of his special traits is his ability to relate to everyone in the locker room and to, you know, and to get guys, you know, to rally guys and get guys to play above maybe to the level that they're capable of playing. You know, how many guys that we talked about throughout Tom Brady's career where he turned them into stars? Then they went off to other teams, couldn't perform, and come back to New England and be stars again. That's not a coincidence. You know, when you play with a guy like Tom Brady, he's truly able to elevate guys around you both on and off the field. And, you know, I can definitely attest to that.
You're a good man for coming on with us. We thank you so much, Damian. Obviously, we love you, and we thank you for making some time for us.
Hey, I appreciate you guys having me on.
You got it. That's Damian Woody, so some strong stuff from him about the Brian Flores situation. Before we go to break, Carl Gross, I'm from Rocky Point, New York, is the Superbox Bonanza contestant. Congratulations, Carl. How you doing?
Hey, thanks, Mike. Doing pretty good.
All right. You've got the $20 FanDuel credit that you have. You have access for 4 to the FanDuel pregame virtual party, which is going to be great. And now you select a box for the big game in our $5,000 box pool. Give me a number from 1 to 100, Carl, and we'll see if there's a daily double box as well.
All right, let's go with 53.
All right, you're locked in. It's not a daily double box, but you're locked in. When we draw the numbers, you know what you're rooting for on Don's birthday, February 13th. So, Carl, congratulations, buddy.
Hey, thank you so much, guys. Don, happy birthday too, bud.
Thank you. That's what they'll be celebrating, not a championship, my birthday.
Thanks, Carl. We appreciate it. Thanks for listening. All right, we'll come back. We'll take phone calls, 1-800-919-3776, ENN after that. You know, the big story today, we're continuing to work on that and seeing if we could advance the story right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.